Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Get Your Nerd On podcast, episode 59, with your boy P90 the Rapper, and we are going to get into a lot of shit and stuff, and today was a really, really good day. You will find out why, but today is a great day for me as a gamer. Now, let's do a catch-up, and then let's get on to the news, like usual. Alright guys, so to catch up with shit, I actually used my Oculus this week. It was really cool. There was like this fucking studio inside the metaverse, in air quotes, and yeah, it was some fun shit. It was rapping, most of it was like just joking around and ass, and I don't know, it was just really cool. It was actually really dope. It's a nice way to, yo, if y'all got an Oculus, check out all the rooms in the Facebook Horizon thing or whatever, because it's actually really cool. You can meet some pretty dope people on there. Some people are creeps, some people are funny, some people are cool, but it was actually cool, and I think I'm gonna start using my Oculus a little bit more than that. What else? Oh guys, I got like the director's cut of the Sandman issues 1-20 with little notes on the side of it, and it's all written in black and white. That shit looks fucking cool, bro. Oh, I need like a new place to put it up because it's a really big, awkward book. So it just sits really weird on the shelves and it sticks the fuck out. But that thing is fucking sexy. I posted it on the comic community on my Twitter at P90 the Rapper, and the comic community is public, so you can catch it there. What else? I finished my Batwoman comic finally. Oh my god, not the one I'm writing. I finished reading the Batwoman omnibus. Dog, it's fucking good. Most cohesive, straightforward storyline that I've read in a while. The art was absolutely fantastic. Like, I highly recommend reading the Batwoman omnibus. It is literally one of the best written and artistic things I've read in comic books in a while. It's definitely my favorite omnibus on my shelf right now. Let's see, what else did I get? I got the darkest, the Blackest Night omnibus. Whew, that shit is beautiful, bro. Oh my god. It's fucking huge. It's as big as the 52, maybe a little bit bigger omnibus. Dog, that shit is fucking sexy. I love it. I cannot wait to finally get there. I'm actually going to start trying to read Jessica Jones Alias next, because I got that, and then I'm gonna try and go back to read Annihilation, and then after I get through those two Marvel stories omnibus, I'm going to try and go finish reading all my Green Lantern stuff. I stopped reading it because I stopped working on my Green Lantern show that I was trying to write up because I wanted to pitch, but I think I'm gonna still read it because I love Green Lantern, and that shit was fucking great. And although I'm actually still kind of writing some of the DCAU stuff that I hope to one day fucking do, so maybe I'll read it and use what I learn in there. But there's that. Haven't really read too much comics, but I'll probably read some, but I'm gonna do I might not do the summaries here. I've been doing this thing on TikTok, P90 the Rapper on TikTok. I never thought I'd say that, but it's like comics in 60 seconds. So it's basically what we do here, but just on TikTok in 60 seconds in video format. Or maybe I'll just add them here too. Who knows? But just in case I don't ever get to the comics here, I definitely will do the comics on the TikTok page. So there's that. I'm at like the end of Elden Ring and refuse to play it because I keep getting my ass beat. The Elden Beast is just kicking my fucking ass. It's pissing me off. Like, I just want to cry. There's that. Halo's next season is coming out soon. We'll talk about that later. In a game mode that was kind of discovered within it. Other than that, I don't think there's too much. I haven't been reading manga yet, but I'm gonna try and get back to it. I started Devilman original manga. That's what I'm gonna try and fuck with. We got Batman Beyond, the new Batman Beyond story. I'm excited to read that. Yeah, I think that's really just about it. There's nothing else that comes to my mind except for the fact that I really want a new Mac. So let's get this podcast popping to enough for me to get some ad dollars. And that way I can get a new Mac and I can start doing different productions and, you know, possibly learning how to make stuff on Unreal Engine 5, which we'll talk about because it released and other stuff. And it has to do with, I'm sure, something that we're about to talk about directly after this. So, two other things. I also won a bet for some PlayStation Portable games and some PlayStation Vita games. And I am excited. I can't wait for them to get here. I wanna play my PlayStation Vita and PlayStation Portable again. I miss those fucking games and times. But yeah, that is it. So let's get on with the shits. Yeah. Okay, so let's start off with the big one. Kingdom Hearts 4 was just announced, and we are getting Kingdom Hearts 4, a new Saga, an older realistic-looking Sora. It looks really cool. They even changed his fucking shoes, so no more clown shoe Sora. Rest in peace, clown shoe Sora. I wonder if it has anything to do with him being in the new world that he's in, and there's like there's bystanders, there's fucking traffic. It just looks really fucking cool. The world is so alive compared to what we usually get with the other Disney worlds and stuff like that. But I'm very excited. This game looks like it's further along in development when they're showing it to us than the previous time they did this to us. But it's actually the earliest stages as of now. We are also getting a new mobile game for the franchise that explores more story. Hopefully these mobile games get turned into movies at some eventual date where we can download or buy and we can be able to experience this, because people like me don't really enjoy playing mobile games. Sometimes they'll do it just because they love the franchise, but they don't enjoy it. Like, I don't like playing mobile games on my phone. I feel like I can play any game, right, and get enjoyment and stuff out of it. Mobile games included. But when I play mobile games, it takes away from most of the other games that I play, like on my Xbox and PlayStation, where I get trophies or achievements. And those come first, and then the mobile games come second, unless I'm playing on my PlayStation Vita, because I fucking love my PlayStation Vita. But anyway, hopefully we get those in a later date. I'm going to mostly try and start them now that I actually know that they exist, because I didn't know about Union until last minute. And it kind of bothered me, like, to try and play it. But anyway, more fucking Kingdom Hearts. I'm excited, and I hope everyone here is excited, because if you're not excited, then you fucking suck. No, JK, I love all y'all. There's a new manga based on the Watch Dogs titled Watch Dogs Tokyo. We'll start on the... It was Curate Bunch website on April 12, 2022. Sorry, my autocorrect changed it to karate, and I never noticed that, so I had the wrong note up in there for that, at least the wrong name. But it's like Q-U-R-A-T-E or K-U-A-R-G, something like that. Sorry, guys. I'll find it. You know what? I'll find it right now. I'll do that for you. I'm sure some of y'all might know what I'm trying to say, but we'll find it right now. Curate Bunch. I feel like there's a G in there, but... Because I thought it was Kurage, and I was like, wait, what? Kurage. Curage Bunch. There you go. Kurage Bunch. Maybe. It's K-U-R-A-G-E. Yep. Kurage. Yeah, there you go. Kurage Bunch. See, all that work just to find that out. To find out that it was actually what I thought it was originally. Demon Slayer gets paid DLC that includes Uzui, Daki, and more from the Entertainment District arc coming this summer, including versions of our main characters from that arc. So, you know how they have, like, this academy, goddamn, I can't think of anyone's name off the spot all of a sudden. Tanjiro, Academy Tanjiro, and them. They're gonna have, like, the Red Light District versions of these characters. I think it's the ones where they're in the costumes of the, women workers. That's cool. I'm happy that they're adding it on there. They're doing, they did Muzen Train stuff, too, if it's not already there. Either they did it or they're adding it. No. It's there because it was a mission. Sorry. But, yeah. I like how they're doing that. They're not just like, we're going to shuffle out another game. Instead, we're just going to give you the DLC. I don't know if that includes story. The article I read was specifically only talking about character DLC. So I don't know if we'll be getting another game eventually that does story, or if they'll just be like, all right, here's the story once we finish the game. That way we don't milk you guys out of too much stuff, which would really be great because, I mean, the anime is like very close to the halfway point, and after the halfway point, it's just like I'm expecting a nonstop shot. So I don't really think they should do another game unless it's the second half, and that's a game in itself. But anyway, I think it's cool that they're giving us some more DLC for that instead of just forcing a game for that small section. Cyberpunk 2077 developers came to the internet to reassure fans that they are still working on the expansions that we are waiting for. So anyone who thought their favorite game was dead can live on. That's really good for me because I'm having trouble getting back into the game, and I think some new DLC will actually help me get back into the game. So I'm excited to play it, to see what's new, to see how they can try and bring me back in there so I can recapture the bits of the game that I truly enjoy, because I did enjoy that game. That game was very fun, in my opinion. Like, there's nothing that I have to complain about that game, in all honesty. It's just the fact that after I beat it, I kind of didn't really have much want to go back and try it again. Although I want to try it again, but I haven't successfully been able to turn it back on and be like, yeah, I'm going to enjoy this game, so far at least. Maybe I'll get back to it, but I got some other games I do need to beat. Like, I'm playing this new game called Shredders on Xbox Game Pass. You might hear it in the background of my TV because my fucking TV is like extremely loud for some reason. But yeah, hopefully they can find a way to get me to get back on there with whatever DLC stuff they're gonna add on. Other than that, that's really it. But we do have some other news. I mean, that's it for Cyberpunk. We definitely have other news. Recently, PlayStation gamers who are fans of Killzone have come to the sad conclusion that the franchise is buried and may never make a return, as a rumored new multiplayer shooter was shot down by Guerrilla Games when people assumed it was supposed to be a Killzone rework or more Killzone for them. Sadly, guys, we're not getting any more Killzone, and I don't know if I liked Killzone necessarily, but I totally understand not having your game, like a game that you really love, come back. Like, it's not the same because this game never released, but as some people know, I am highly looking forward to the return of a very cool dragon game that we're never gonna fucking see. And it's Scalebound. So, like, I get it. Thinking something is gonna come back and it just never coming back. Totally understand, you guys. Feel sorry for some of y'all. Because Killzone was a good game when it first came out. And then they had the PlayStation Vita one. I think it was the Vita one. And I didn't really enjoy it that much. And I'm a big Vita fan. Like, I tried to fucking play all those games. But, yeah, other than that, man, Killzone fans, sorry, guys. Hopefully something new comes for y'all. Let's see what else we got. We got Metroid update. All right, so there was another free update for Metroid, and it contained quite a lot of stuff. So, version 2.1.0 released April 7th, 2022. Three different boss rush modes have been added to the game. Press the RB button on the Samus file screen to move to the boss rush selection screen. By the way, I still haven't beaten this game. I love this game. I just can't bring myself to beat it. I think I just don't want it to be over. Boss rush, a mode where players fight 12 consecutive boss battles and aim for the best time. Any damage received is carried over into the next fight. Weapons are fully restored between battles. If Samus is defeated, players may select retry to continue playing from the start of the battle they lost. There is, however, a time penalty for being defeated. Bosses fought in Boss Rush can be fought one-on-one at any time by selecting Practice, unlocked by clearing the main game a single time. In the event that the player has completed the game before the update was released, they will be able to play Boss Rush immediately after updating. Survival Rush, a mode where players see how many bosses they can defeat inside of the 5-minute time limit. Any damage received or weapons spent are carried over into the next battle, even if the time remains on the clock. Samus being defeated will result in a game over. Defeating a boss will add a fixed amount of time to the countdown clock. Defeat a boss without receiving any damage to receive an even bigger time bonus. Listen, people who play this game and don't receive damage are fucking insane. Dog, I find Metroid games to be quite difficult. But they're really great, just quite difficult sometimes. So, like, if anybody could do that, y'all got all the claps from me, all the claps. Bosses fought in Dread Rush. The basic rules are the same as in Boss Rush, but if Samus is hit by a boss, her energy drops to zero and she is defeated. Bosses fought in Dread Rush can be fought one-on-one at any time by selecting practice. Unlocked by clearing the main game using Dread Mode. In the event that a player has completed this before the update was released, they will be able to play Dread Mode instantly. Dread Mode is Dante Must Die Mode? Hell no. I'm not doing that. I get hit one time. I mean, it'll teach you to learn the patterns of all the bosses, but no, I can't. General fixes. Fixed an error where the game over screen would not display properly when Samus takes damage and is defeated immediately after destroying a central unit. Those are really good updates, in my opinion. I am very excited to try them out, even though I'm not going to successfully do any of it, but I'm very excited for that. I realized that this is more of a news podcast. See, this is why I need another guest, because I want to talk about stuff too. Like, the most anticipated games from me, which I will actually do after we get through all the news. So let's get to the next news. Blizzard will be giving 1,000 game testers full-time jobs and pay bumps that start at $20 an hour. They also get benefits for being full-time employees now instead of temps. I think this is really, really great, and I wonder what this is coming off the heels of. But I'm happy they're doing it anyway. People deserve to get paid better. This world kind of fucking sucks when it comes to payments and money and shit like that. So seeing people get better payment for the things that they do is great. I mean, playtesters are very important to gaming. They have to sit there and figure out shit. They literally play some of the same levels over and over and over and over until it fucking excruciates, like their brain is just gonna explode. And I think that actually does deserve a higher amount of work and does come with its own stress. I reverse engineered a game before, and it was fun because it was for class. But when my teacher described exactly how he wanted us to do it, yeah, bro, that was excruciating. Like, he wanted us to break the game, which makes sense, but like, he was like, I want you guys to play a game, try and play its same level over and over and over. I want you to tell me all the details of that level, tell me how everything works in that level, tell me if you came across any bugs in that level. There is so much that goes into play testing, honestly. And I would do it, but I also feel like it would ruin the experience. But also, I feel like it'd make me more anticipated, because like, duh, I've been playing this same level for 80 hours. I cannot wait to play the full game type shit. But I'm happy for all you play testers who are getting a bump rate. Remedy and Rockstar announced that Max Payne 1 and 2 will be remade for current gen and PC. Remedy seems to be working on some decent amount of highly loved games. Or at least highly anticipated, because their names are part of it. We have the Control possible sequel. We have the Control multiplayer game that's definitely in the works. We have this game, which is Max Payne 1 and 2, which is definitely a very highly loved game. I wonder if they're they're doing that one. But wow, like, that's great. We're getting Max Payne games remade for current gen. The changes to those games will be great, especially with the Remedy touch, because Remedy makes great games, okay? After Control, I really, really seen the limits of what they can do. And with this gen, if they focus on this generation, like, they're about to blow the ceiling off of, maybe not for this because it's a game that already came out, but making that game and something as beautiful as Unreal Engine 5 is going to be insane. Like, I'm super, super excited to see what they do with Max Payne. Beloved franchise with a lot of gunplay into it, a lot of slowdowns and all that. I wonder how they're going to tweak that to have their level of enjoyment into it. Also, another highly loved franchise, a new Tomb Raider is announced as it will run on Unreal Engine 5. So we can look forward to a possibly new trilogy of games made by Crystal Dynamics under a new writer. And oh my god, Unreal Engine 5 looks so fucking beautiful. I'm actually going to download it and try again to learn at least how it works, because I really, really, really would like to make my game. Bro, Unreal Engine 5 just fucking looks insane. I'm so excited to see what games look like. Games that they take time in there. The new Gears game, anything that Xbox makes in Unreal Engine 5, anything that they make outside of Unreal Engine 5, bro, I'm just really excited to see what comes of this. Texture for hair, stuff like that. Like, there's people who have the thing is, when people make Unreal Engine 5 demos, they just show the limit that they can do with the timeline that they were giving to make this demo. Doesn't necessarily reflect how the games will come out, but assuming people get the time to make the game how they want in Unreal Engine 5, bro, textures, there's going to be no excuse for certain things. All right, like, for people of color who have very distinctive hair, very specific types of hair, this gives even more power to making sure people with all types of hair are recognized, instead of just making meshes and then plopping it on something, which is something Ubisoft does a lot when it does its Tom Clancy games, even some other games. Sony does a good job at giving people proper hair textures. Microsoft, I feel like there was one game where it was where they had really good hair textures. Not great hair textures, but it was like good start at least. But anyway, Square Enix, they do a decent job with hair textures. I would love to see how Unreal Engine 5 can help them out. Dog, it's just a lot of shit. Like, when Final Fantasy 7 came out, everything just looked fucking beautiful. Imagine that times two. That's what I'm expecting. So I'm really excited for this Unreal Engine 5. Rumors of a price increase for Xbox Game Pass have floated around right after it was reported that Xbox is working on a family plan for the Netflix of gaming services, Game Pass. If a price increase happens, honestly, I'm not angry about it. They are literally delivering so much great stuff with Game Pass and Xbox Rewards and stuff like that. Like, if people use their Xboxes to the fullest, you are getting a lot of free shit on top of what they already give us, and I respect that. I think it does. Honestly, people might call me crazy, but I think it deserves a price hike. Like, it really might, because the fucking shit that they do is insane. The things that we can acquire on here, the things that we can get on here. So many games in Game Pass, and they're gonna need to keep making these deals to keep Game Pass as great as it is. So I personally am not angered at the idea of them hiking the price even by $5. I'm cool with it. I really am. There's just nothing I can say about them doing that. Like, bro, it's fucking the goddamn thing. Literally has EA in it. It has you know what? We're about to literally just go look at Game Pass right now. We got games from EA Play. We got Square Enix games on here. We get day one Xbox exclusives on here. We get a shit ton of indie games on here. We get MLB The Show on here day one. Fucking, they give us quests that gives us free reward points and shit like that. So you can use those reward points to unlock free game. You can buy gift cards with points on this shit. There's just way too much stuff. They give us trials for things like Crunchyroll, Nitro, Discord. They just give too much. Like, I don't understand how anyone can expect them to not hike up the price at some point. Just at some point. At some point. But, yeah, that's... If the gaming news, you know, we'll do our little round real quick, see if anything popped off in the middle of the recording, and then I'm actually going to talk about games that I am anticipated, remind you of games that are coming out, and then we'll head over to the multimedia type news. Yeah. All right. So, games that have dates or don't have dates that I'm very looking forward to, and a reminder to you of games that you should be looking forward to, such as Mario Strikers Battle League Football. If anyone was a fan of the Mario Striker games, and you didn't know about this, well, I am that guy who is telling you that it's a thing and it's happening and I can't wait. It's coming to Switch. Have not played fucking Mario Strikers since the Wii. Like, I'm very excited for this. This comes out June 10th. I definitely know who I'm smoking anybody in that shit. They all getting smoked, boy. Everybody getting smoked. Simple as that. Smoke, 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 smoke. Xbox exclusive fans who are waiting for a new game from the from one of their studios, one of their many new studios. Well, wait no more. If the dates are still true, we'll be getting Redfall for the Series X exclusively and PC, summer 2022. They haven't really showed us much, no gameplay, just a CG trailer and everything. But hey, I'm personally still looking forward to it. Other people not looking forward to this game, I'm not looking forward to it, but I'm going to play it, is August 23rd Saints Row game. I'm not really excited for it. I'm going to play it because Saints Row games are funny, but like, I don't have any. Don't really care. Forspoken, the PlayStation 5 exclusive with very, very good hair texture, if I'm going to add anything. Yeah. From Luminous Productions team, made up some of the developers who worked on Final Fantasy 15, so you know, that explains a lot. Comes out October 11th. I will definitely be getting that day one. Don't know if I'll play it day one, but I'm excited for it regardless. October 25th, 2022. Supposedly Gotham Knights will be coming out. So, there's that. If you don't have an Xbox Series X or a PlayStation 5, don't worry, peasants. I mean, people. It's still coming out on PS4 and Xbox One. I hope that doesn't hold the game back, but it is what it is. November 11th, 2022, we will be getting Starfield. If people remember that game, they are locked in for that date, and they really, really, truly think that's the day that it's coming out. But hey, the game has been worked on for a long, long time. And it's a Series X exclusive, PC exclusive, so if you have a PlayStation 5, either go get a PC or go get an Xbox Series S if you don't want to spend the money. X is really great. Although it's listed as an X exclusive, but I'm sure it'll be on the Series S too. It makes no sense not to put one on the S. Maybe this article was just lazy that I found it on. But hey, very, very excited. 1 second. A little ASMR for y'all. Had to drink my chocolate milk for the morning. Stalker 2 Heart of Chernobyl comes out December 8th, 2022. I believe this game had some delays, but I'm excited to see what it turns out to be. Thriller shooter games are very, very fun to me. I truly do enjoy them, and it just made me remember I need to play Metro. Metro was kind of hard because it is super fucking heavy on, you gotta conserve your ammo. Absolutely looking forward to the new Sonic Frontiers game. I'm not on record saying I like most of the open world Sonic games. Anything past Sonic Heroes era, Sonic Riders, the first one. Haven't been a fan of most Sonic games. But holiday 2020, we are getting Sonic Frontiers, and I am looking forward to seeing the Blue Hedgehog come back. And hopefully, if this game is fantastic, we might get a sequel to that specific game. If the ending leaves it open, and maybe we can see Shadow in video games again. They should just give us Shadow the Hedgehog again. Give me my favorite hedgehog with a gun. Like, come on, please. Hogwarts Legacy. after watching the trailer, I am looking forward to it. The gameplay looks pretty damn cool. Not gonna lie. It's coming out holiday 2020. It would have been out here. But, dog, I love it. It's not a direct adaptation of the Harry Potter books, but fuck it. It's heavily inspired on the lore and stuff. There are some characters you will recognize or may recognize. It is coming out as an exclusive for the current gen that we're in. So there's that. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. I'm always looking forward to Pokemon game. It's coming out late 2022. There's nothing special I have to say about this until I play it. I still got to get the last remake one that they did. Not Arceus, but the one that came out right before it. Arceus is good, by the way. Not looking forward to it, but I'll announce it. Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed to be announced in 2022. Nightingale to be announced 2022, but that's a PC game. Marvel's Midnight Suns pushed back. We don't really know when it's coming out, but it's coming out for all systems. I'm going to give it a try. That's all I can say. God of War Ragnarok coming to PS5 and apparently PS4. And there's rumors that this might be the last game to drop on PS4, which will be fucking cool because, like, I got a PS5. Give me some games that I can only play on my PS5, please. But it sucks for the PlayStation 4 players. I totally understand. You guys are broke. I mean, can't find a system. Yeah. But hey, God of War Ragnarok, you'll be able to play that. I'm looking forward to it. That's it. I'm just looking forward to it. It looks like it's going to be a really fun road. God of War was a great game that I wasn't a full-on fan of. See, people don't understand. People can't comprehend shit. I can be a fan of something. I mean, I cannot be a fan of something and grade it objectively, not personally. And I give that game like a 9 out of 10. Like, that game is fucking phenomenal. This is a really, really dope God of War game. And it's done something that no God of War game has done before. I just didn't want it. That's literally all it comes down to. And that's the only reason why I didn't fully enjoy it. I wanted it more than half of the PlayStation games I played, though. Don't get me wrong. Because, like, Last of Us 2... all my longtime listeners know, fucking hate that game. Fucking hate it. As a video game in general, it's really good. It's a really dope cinematic experience. It's a phenomenal looking game. But the game, to me, is ass. I do not want the third game. If you guys didn't know, there's a third game. The script is being worked on. They finished a draft, maybe more drafts. But the game is... on its way. Yeah, but God of War Ragnarok, that's what we're talking about, coming out 2022. Highly looking forward to it. Don't know when the next state of play of anything like that is, but trust me, we will talk about it when it happens. Oxenfree Lost Signals coming to Nintendo Switch and PC, and I believe it's supposed to come to PlayStation 2, but no Xbox announcement. I am fucking devastated. Oxenfree 2, I put like 6 people onto that game. That should be enough reason for us to get it back on Xbox. Fucking love Oxenfree. Stray, the game about a cat for PlayStation consoles only, early 2022. We're in early 2022, guys. Still no word as of the reading of, I mean, as of April 1st, still no word. And then Lord of the Rings Gollum comes out supposedly this year. We'll see about that. Slime Rancher 2. Slime Rancher is such a cute game. Supposedly, it's still coming out this year. A Plague Tale Requiem. Absolutely looking forward to it. I gotta play the first one. I played like a quarter of it. It was really good. But like the second one makes me, like, I gotta go back. It's only gonna be next-gen exclusive too. The game's gonna be fucking phenomenal, bro. I'm really looking forward to it. If you guys like Mario vs. Rabbids, it's still coming out this year for Nintendo Switch. Ark 2 is a thing, coming out for all next-gen consoles, supposedly still coming this year. The Avatar Frontiers of Frontiers of Pandora. I'm looking forward to that shit. That shit looks really cool. That shit looks like it's going to be insane. 2023. Well, that game comes out 2022. Probably going to be like at the fucking end. Spider-Man 2. 2023. Suicide Squad. Kill the Justice League. Absolutely not looking forward to it. Absolutely do not care. It's next gen only, and it's going to be spring 2023. If the game's good, trust me, I'll walk it back. Y'all know. I'll walk it back if it's good. If I like it, I'll walk it back. But right now, I don't give a single fuck about that game. Buying it day one because it's a DC game, but I don't care. The game, nothing about the game. Nothing. There's a lot of things about the game that I won't voice these opinions today, but I just don't. I'm not looking forward to the game. Breath of the Wild 2, though. I'm looking forward to that. I need to go beat the last boss because I haven't fucking touched it, but that's coming out spring 2023 as of April 1st, not April Fools, just as of April 1st. Let's see, Slitterhead to be announced, Alan Wake 2 to be announced, but next gen only for sure. The Wonder Woman game, something I am highly looking forward to. The Wolverine game, Star Wars Knight of the Old Republic, and Fable 4 feels like it's in development hell. Dragon Age 4, new Mass Effect game. Perfect Dark just feels like it's in development hell. Yeah, that's about everything that I am looking forward to, and some extra stuff that's still coming out. But I'd be hard pressed to not mention Bayonetta 3 for the Switch, which, it's not in development hell. They just restarted, and they voiced that to us. So that's one of the reasons we haven't really seen anything. And Senua Saga's Hellblade 2 and Dead Space Remake. Metroid Prime 4, Diablo 4, Beyond Good and Evil 2, which is probably never coming out. Overwatch 2, Scorn, Prince of Persia, which is indefinitely on hold right now. And yeah. So I breezed through the last few ones, but you get the point. There's some games that we're looking forward to and some games that we're not. I want Bayonetta 3 so bad. Sorry, ASMR for you again. I think it's time for us to move on to the next section, which is comic and multimedia bullshit. Feel me. Yes, it's bullshit. Because some of this is bullshit. Like, Doctor Strange is just a bit over 2 hours. That's insane. All the rumors and leaks made you believe that it was going to be bombarded up. But I'm not pressed about it. Because they're rumors and leaks. But I can totally see how some people expected this movie to be like 3 hours or something like that. We've been having a lot of long movies. So I can see Doctor Strange being a long movie too. But it looks like a lot of those things are going to be flashes more than we're going to sit there and talk shit out in that universe, which is okay. I mean, that's totally fine. It's a lot of things that were getting leaked in there. But it all really depends about the end of the movie. What's the outcome of everything that ends up happening? That's what I care about. I want to know all those universes, multiverses that they visit and shit, all the things that we've seen in What If, like, if any of those are shown in this, what things stick, what things get bought back over, what things get made worse than they already are. Rumors of Aquaman comic getting canceled due to poor first issue sales, despite the story being really, really good and people loving it and people actually buying the first issue, I don't understand why they're canceling this, especially when, from what I'm hearing at least, it's helping build on the new Aquaman and stuff like that, and it going in a really great direction to all the fans. Don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't know why they would cancel Aquaman, and if it gets canceled, hopefully it gets just picked up exactly where it left off with a different team or something. I feel sorry for the Aquaman fans, man. I do. They had a really good comic. A lot of people were really enjoying it. But speaking of Aquaman, There's an Aquaman show being worked on for HBO Max starring Jason Hyde as the main character, exploring Jackson while living in New Mexico. And yes, it will be a live action, and they are it's based off of one of his recent stories. I think the article said they were collaborating with the writer. I'm not 100% sure. I'm sorry. I should have wrote that note down. But that's cool. That's exciting. Aquaman's getting more love nowadays. And I think that's a little bit due to good comic writing, good new character coming up, and the movie was kind of popular. People like Jason as Aquaman. So starting to expand with DC characters outside of the big trio is wonderful. I'm very excited for this. Ever wanted to go to the Metaverse College? Well, look no further, as 10 Metaversities will be opening up across the U.S. this fall. So if you ever wanted to be a distraction in the virtual world instead of the real world, you can, because you can go to college in the virtual world. That's cool, but I don't think I'd do it. But I get it. It works really good for times like COVID, and then it works really good for if anything were to happen again like COVID. People can do lectures at home. People can, you don't have to go to the classroom. If you can't really afford to drive much or commute to certain places, but you can afford an Oculus and the enrollment fee and, like, getting there is just the last hurdle, well, hey, get on the Oculus and enroll in one of those classes. I mean, I can see a lot of good things coming from this. It's really dope. The Batman Unburied podcast will finally arrive to us May 3rd, produced by the screenwriter for Batman Begins, Batman vs. Superman, and The Dark Knight. I'm very excited. It's going to be really cool. I've been waiting for this podcast for a very long time because I love story-driven podcasts. And we're finally getting one, and I have no complaints. All the story-driven podcasts I've been listening to from the comic universes have been really good. And the non-comic book universes ones have been pretty damn great too. Everyone, check out We're Alive. It's free promo. Fuck it. Check out We're Alive. It's a zombie podcast narrative. I mentioned it a long time ago before. But bro, one of my favorite ones. As well as Darkest Night. Anyway, it's not what we're here for. Mark Zuckerberg promises huge plans for the metaverse and the VR entertainment. As well as saying that we can look forward to a VR version of GTA of some sort, which is a big and insane thing to say. GTA in the metaverse world, I mean, it can work for sure because it's just a controller that you use and it's just first-person mode, which they already have. But, like, that's an insane thing to say because I haven't seen any outstanding graphics on the Oculus yet. So I wonder what's going to happen if something that looks as good as GTA arrives on a VR headset. Then what? How's that going to work? How beautiful will it look? How shitty will it look? That's all I'm worried about. Because the Oculus is like block characters almost. I mean, some of the more smoothed out characters like Horizon look better than blocks, but still. Elon Musk randomly decided not to join Twitter board after agreeing April 4th that he would. No one knows why, and I don't think anyone really cares, but I do think it's kind of interesting to announce. There was an opportunity for Joker 2, but it hits pause on screenplay as no screenplay was turned into the studio despite it getting the green lights after the first movie, which is weird. You would have thought that they would have tried to push that a little harder, but I guess that's a good thing too. Just because something's successful doesn't mean it needs to keep going. So I totally understand that if that ends up being the reason why they were like, no, we're not going to turn this in. Lastly, do you trust Apple with your wallet? Because the company might be making more moves into the financial business. They already have a credit card and a digital debit card, basically. So if they start making real debit cards, real banking stuff, and other payment processing technology, would you be using them in your business? Will you be using them as your bank? Will you be trusting them with your funds? I mean, shit, they seem like they're... Apple's one of those tech giants that, like, yeah, they probably do all the things that tech giants do, but they also seem to care about keeping their customers there. There's other tech giants that are like, yeah, we'll sell your information, and we also don't really care if you leave. So, but Apple's like, nah, guys, we're a luxury-based company, but we also appeal to the people who don't have the money to afford luxuries, and we also appeal to their sense of privacy. Even though we might sell 2% of our information, we're going to make sure it's hard for people to just steal the information. We're going to make sure people feel safe here. At that point, I'll just go with the really nice evil person instead of the evil, evil person who doesn't care if I'm gone. But yeah, that's about all the news I got for y'all today. It was a pretty good episode. We talked for like 45 minutes. It was wonderful. We went through some games, list of games that I kind of forgot were even existing. I didn't get to talk about Batwoman, I'm not sure. Batwoman was fucking phenomenal, bro. It was great. The art was fantastic. Like, it's unmatched in my opinion. There's not many things that can do the consistency that shit did. I'm on to Annihilation. I'm gonna force myself to read Annihilation before I read Alias. I was reading some of it last night, and I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna just make myself do it. Servant finished. I think we talked about Servant last time. If we didn't, I'll do a recap of how I feel about all of Servant again next episode if I can remember to do it. Otherwise, just know Servant ended, and if you haven't watched Servant, you should go binge that on Apple TV. It's like 3 seasons out there for you. Fucking get to it. And that's it. I gotta go to work. Peace.